and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at yodi.com.
A fortune cookie predicted this. So it's almost 1 in the morning and Larry and I are sitting in the living room, flipping channels. That late, there's nothing on except ads of 4 beautiful lonely women who loll around in teddies and bikinis while waiting to talk to hard-partying guys like us. Flip, flip, flip. Wait, I say. Go back. What? Just go back. Larry jumps back a couple of channels. This? Yeah. It's an ad for Gary Spivey's psychic hotline. I don't know if you know Gary Spivey's psychic hotline, but it isn't just any psychic hotline. It's Gary Spivey's psychic hotline. That's an important point. Gary Spivey must weigh 250 pounds. Gary Spivey dresses in all white, belt and shoes included. Best of all, Gary Spivey has this helmet of stiff, weary matted hair. It sits on his neck, and comes straight down the sides of his face to his shoulders, and I swear to God, it looks like some sort of bizarre hat. There's a bit in the ad where he's at a radio station, and he has the headphones on upside down, and the earpieces push his hair out without deforming it at all, and instead of looking like a silly man with a semi-autonomous bizarre hat wearing head-like shape, at the top, he looks like a big white pile of mashed potatoes with an odd-shaped stiff, weary dollop of sour cream at the top. Or something like that. It's about at this point that I decide that I love Gary Spivey, and the least I can do is patronize his psychic hotline. So I dial the number. Welcome, the voice booms, to the Gary Spivey psychic hotline. If you're calling from a touchtone phone, press 1. If, beep. If you know the extension of the psychic you'd like to speak to, press 1. I swear I'm not making this up. If you'd like to wait for the next available psychic, press 2. If, beep. You will now be connected to the next available psychic. I look over at Larry and say, I'm on hold for $4 a minute. Hello? Says a woman's voice. She sounds a little groggy. Hi, I say. I was just watching your ad, and I was wondering if you know what that guy's hair is. There's a pause. I have no idea. Is there anything I can do for you? No thanks. I was just curious. Click. I look over at Larry again. She hung up on me. What'd she say? She sounded tired. You probably woke her up. Woke her up? Yeah. They work out of their homes. I hadn't thought of that. Oh man. You're right. You woke her up, you bastard. Oh man. She could be on the East Coast. It's 4 in the morning there. Oh man. I feel so bad. You jerk, but it's her own damn fault. She should have known I was going to call.
The text of this story is available at yodi.com. The music provided by Silence is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.